page 108. Although Freemasonry was not limited to Creoles, they comprised the majority of the 17 Masonic lodges in Freetown and held most of the upper positions. Frequent ceremonies, often of a costly nature, formalised and cemented group relations, and an enforced system of brotherhood encouraged the amicable settlement of misunderstandings among individuals. Freemasonry thus provided the setting for a group identity among men and for individual face-to-face interaction. All of these institutions not only served the particularistic ends of group maintenance, but also universalistic ends oriented toward the wider public. Women were involved in running a variety of associations, societies, clubs and activities that were either partially or wholly devoted to public welfare. The Freemasons were also involved in public works projects, but more importantly, the Masonic Brotherhood provided a setting for wheeling and dealing and exchange of information among men who were responsible.